Well, currently, as we speak, we've visited 29 counties that suspect they have it. There's 16 officially. There's 26 that are tested. So if you break down the numbers, you'll have 26 counties that have had some form of testing, and we have another three counties, so that'd be 29 then that suspect they've got it. But you can't suspect you've got it until you get a test. So there's only a handful of counties now that don't have any affected cases at all in it.
And the counties that are undergoing testing, what kind of stage of the process are they at compared to where we would have been?
They're years behind us currently at the moment. They're not even waking up to it. They'll be testing small clusters, small handfuls of houses within certain areas. And what they've got to realise is in them areas where there's contaminated defective concrete, it has come from a source. Where is that source? Is that a quarry in their area? Is that an area that they're not aware of? And that's the current situation they're at. I've had TDs coming to me from government asking me information about quarries and defective concrete, because they're now realising they're getting small pockets. Their constituents are coming and asking, what do we do? And they're not even, their county might not even be on the scheme.
And I suppose then, what if you could issue a warning to government? What would that look like if there's going to be a suspected wave across the country?
There will be suspected waves across the country. We have to have proper conveyancy. We have to have proper testing protocols in place. We have to test our blocks to European standard and to make sure that we put blocks out in the market and concrete products out in the market that are fit for purpose.
And I suppose finally, Deputy Ward, what does this mean for you as a party? Could this see the expansion of the 100% Redress Party to other counties?
The 100% Redress Party is currently speaking with candidates up and down the country because it's affecting them. They're trying to navigate the process. They're looking at what we've done. The 100% Redress Party is a Donegal-based party, and they're looking and they're asking for help. But primarily, we are in Donegal. We're here to serve the people of Donegal. And as I've conveyed to the people I've met, if you're looking for us to help, you need to get up and stand up and fight like the way the 100% Redress Party has done in Donegal.